If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
By far, much more amazing is how Jesus can take a heart and life full of sin and rebellion, hatred for God, and turn it, change it, transform that life so that all things become new.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, every year, Sunday Breakfast Mission opens our doors on Thanksgiving noon to welcome in hundreds of families and individuals to sit down and be served a luscious Thanksgiving banquet of salad, rolls, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffings, gravy, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, corn, and a big slice, preferably pumpkin, of pie. And every year, on Monday and Tuesday of that week, we at Sunday Breakfast Mission have the privilege of providing large food boxes, a turkey, and a pie to 1,400 families as well. It is a tremendous amount of food in one week, and sometimes we strain at getting enough to prepare and provide. But the faces on the individuals who received the bounty tell the story of how needed it is and how grateful they are. Of course, intermingled with all this, we get to offer to everyone the opportunity to hear about Jesus, and many open their hearts and ears to hear the good news. The Bible tells of Jesus feeding thousands of people as well, but with a lot fewer items of food than we have. We're going to examine one of these accounts today on Wings, but first, don't forget to thank God, like the group The Afters, for every good thing.
Every day we get to breathe. You're the reason for it.
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, Mark gives this account. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people, for they have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. It says that he did the same with a few fish as well. And then Mark records that after they ate and were full, that the disciples took 7 very large baskets around and collected all the broken pieces, filling up the baskets. Then he tells us that the crowd was made up of 4,000 men. And Matthew, in another gospel, in his gospel, tells us that there were women and children in addition. In other words, there were probably 5, 6, or maybe even 7,000 people there. So here was Jesus teaching and teaching and teaching. Matthew also tells us that he was healing the lame, the mute, the blind, and others. He was working very hard for 3 days straight. He had to be physically exhausted, and we know that there were many times when he was spiritually and physically needing to just pull away and talk with the Father and rest in his Father's presence. So out of that very intense, demanding situation, Jesus still responds with a heart of compassion for the people who were just receiving it all in. The people were hungry spiritually, and Jesus was giving them the bread of life in abundance. For 3 days they listened, and some came from a long way to hear him. But now they were, and if they were, so was Jesus, physically starved. Their food that they had brought for the journey had run out. So Jesus loves them, and loves them not just in words, but in action. He feeds them. You know, throughout history, Christians, following their Lord's example and drawing upon the love that he has put into their hearts, they, like Sunday Breakfast Mission, spread out feasts for the spiritually and physically hungry. They gather whatever they have and lift it up before God, giving thanks for his supply and the love that he has put in their hearts to share with others. Then there's this matter of Jesus performing the miracle of turning 7 loaves and a few fish into all the food they needed, with 7 super large baskets left over. Why? Why did he do that? Because that was what was needed. They were too far from home with no other resource, and Jesus, the Son of God, who created the world, who, like even Satan said at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, could have turned stones into bread to satisfy himself, instead took what was available, the 7 loaves and a few fish, and provided through the power of God what was needed. The lame and crippled needed to walk. The blind needed to see. The deaf needed to hear. The mute needed to speak, and the hungry, spiritually and physically, needed to eat. So Jesus provided out of his love for them and his love for us. He does so for us. You know, it may seem like performing these miracles are the most amazing thing about what Jesus does, but I would say that's not the case. by far much more amazing is how Jesus can take a heart and life full of sin and rebellion, hatred for God, and turn it, change it, transform that life so that all things become new. So the Apostle Paul, who was one of those murderous, legalist, evil people, could be totally transformed to become the one who preached the love and grace of Christ, like he tells the Corinthians. He became a new creation. All things became new. The old had died. Turning those loaves and fishes into basket and basket of abundance not only met the need of their physical hunger, but demonstrated the more powerful message that this same Messiah could be their Lord and change them, giving them a life more abundant to overflowing like the baskets. So, do you want that bread? Do you want that water? You can ask him right now. Why don't you pray this with me right now? Dear Jesus, I am so hungry for the bread that you have. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call me at 877-306-HOME and let me send you some information on your new life in Christ. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.